Kindness to All Creatures by Patricia R. Jones, based on a true story. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. President David O. McKay loved horses. One of his favorite horses was named Sonny Boy. Even when he was president of the church, he kept horses on his farm in Huntsville, Utah, so he could ride them whenever he visited. Once, someone stole a hand-carved saddle from President McKay's saddle house on the farm. President McKay valued the saddle greatly and felt very sad when it was stolen. After that, he was very careful to keep his saddle house locked. One hot summer day, several members of President McKay's family were visiting the farm. Two of his sisters were driving past the saddle house when they saw that a window had been left open. Fearing that another theft would happen, they stopped and closed the window. Later that day, they told President McKay what they had done, hoping he would be as relieved as they were. But the prophet's forehead creased with worry as they explained what they had done.
"I left that window open on purpose,"
President McKay told his sisters.
"There is a bird's nest inside, and that's the only entrance the parent birds have to carry food to their babies. I think I shall just have time to run over."
"We can easily run over and open the window again. It's no trouble,"
one of his sisters offered. She knew that President McKay needed to leave soon to get back to Salt Lake City.
"It's all right. I must pick up a rope that needs repairing anyway."
President McKay reached for his sister's hand, gave it a squeeze, and left to rescue the bird family. Before long, he had gone there and come back home again.
"Was everything all right?"
his sister asked when he returned.
"It was just as I expected. One bird was outside trying to get in, and another was inside attempting to get out."
He patted her arm gently.
"But all's well now."
President McKay was a very kind person. He knew that Heavenly Father was mindful of all of his creations, and he had a special love for Heavenly Father's creations, too. Sidebar: man's greatest happiness comes from losing himself for the good of others. President David O. McKay. End of the story, Kindness to All Creatures by Patricia R. Jones. Based on a true story.